Finally, tonight, a Broadway great has died. Director and producer Harold Prince won an astonishing 21 Tony Awards with shows that became household names and whose popularity endures even now. This is part of our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas. Harold Hal Prince was full of surprises and created memorable works still being performed many years after their debuts.
Life is all right in America.
He started first as a producer of shows such as The Pajama Game, Damn Yankees, West Side Story, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and Fiddler on the Roof. Talking to the NewsHour in 1986, he had this to say about his career.
When I went into the theater, it cost $250,000 to do a musical. Most of us were neophytes. We got our experience right on the spot. It is overwhelming, the experience of having a $4 million investment on your shoulders.
Eric Schaefer is the longtime artistic director of Signature Theater in Arlington, Virginia, and staged many of Prince's plays over the years. In fact, Signature, which won a Tony Award for Best Regional Theater in the country, honored Prince for his work in 2013.
He was an icon, and you know, when you were growing up, you were like, if I can live up to be like Hal Prince, that would be amazing. He was a captain of the ship, and you know, whenever there was problems, he always made it look like there were none and made it easy, smooth sailing.
Prince went on to direct landmark musicals such as Cabaret, Company, Follies, Sweeney Todd, Evita, and Phantom of the Opera. During his over 50-year career, Prince received two special Tonys in addition to the 21 statues when in 1972, Fiddler became Broadway's longest-running musical, and then again 2 years later for a revival of Candide. He also received a Kennedy Center honor and was known as a master collaborator, the Prince of Broadway. In a feature for PBS's Great Performances, Prince discussed the change he's seen in Broadway since he started his career as a director.
I wanted to provoke conversation. I wanted issues on the stage, as they had been in my youth.
It was with the legendary Stephen Sondheim, who was the lyricist for West Side Story, that Prince developed a long-lasting friendship and professional partnership. They went on to work on A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum and many more.
Their relationship really changed the American musical theater. All of their work was groundbreaking in the sense that it was either pushing the style or the form of the musical theater, but also the stories that they were telling. They were telling stories that no one else would tell. And that's kind of amazing.
Prince's publicist said he died in Iceland after a brief illness. Harold Prince was 91.
Think of me fondly when we've said goodbye.
Wonderful to remember him and his amazing career.